data-driven approach to creation of HL7-based case notifications for the NNDSS. Michael.
Thank you very much. Again, my name is Michael Widadro. I'm the project manager for the NIST-based system. As Liz Liang mentioned, it's a system developed and supported by the CDC and provided to jurisdictions at no cost. So today I'm going to talk about the methodology we used in the NIST-based system for implementing method mapping guides using the metadata-driven approach. So as you all know, method mapping guides are developed by the CDC to define the structure and content of an HL7 message to transmit case notification data from public health jurisdictions to CDC for a condition or group of conditions. And public health jurisdictions take the method mapping guide and they develop a methodology to develop or create a compliant message based on the method mapping guide to send case notification to CDC. The approach that I'm going to be talking about is using this metadata-driven approach that can be used by surveillance systems to accelerate the method mapping guide implementation. As I mentioned, when a new method mapping guide is implemented by the CDC public health jurisdictions, celebrate for a week, say thank you to CDC, because you guys have been waiting for guys for quite some time. But, you know, get right down to business and you develop a methodology for implementing the method mapping guides and creating a compliant case notification to send to CDC. One of the most common ways of creating this case notification is extracting the data out of the system, having an integration engine such as Rhapsody to create a method mapping guide specific coding to generate the message. And this process is repeated for each method mapping guide that's developed by the CDC. And so as you can see, for each method mapping guide provided, the jurisdiction's surveillance system will have the data. An integration engine that extracts the data, translated to a message that's compliant with the method mapping guide, and the case notification is created to be sent to the CDC. And like I mentioned, it has to be repeated for each method mapping guide. And this can grow exponentially for each method mapping guide developed. And if you have multiple systems that are being used for capturing the different conditions, as well as the different way the data is collected for family of conditions within the system, can be quite expensive and time-consuming to create or implement method mapping guide in this way. So the approach we used in the NIST-based system is to use the metadata-driven approach. So we define the metadata for questions and answers, and we develop a generalized dynamic route that can generate the HL7 method mapping guide that conforms to both the FIN specification, which further constrains the requirements defined the method mapping guide, as well as was provided in the MMGs. To keep the integration engine route dynamic, like I mentioned, we define the metadata for each question and answer, and it's done on the interface, on the data collection forms, and it's mapped to the metadata defined by the MMGs. And all the questions and answers in the system are defined in a common way, and they are stored in the libraries. And common concepts are used consistently across the form. So that's critical for this methodology to work. So basically the idea is all the question and answers will be available in the library. So the first time you define the question and answer, you first check to see if it exists in the library. If it doesn't, it's added. And the next time, for example, if you're doing it for Salmonellosis first, and then you do for Listeria, you search for the question. If it exists for one, you can reuse it in the next method mapping guide being provided by the CDC. So for the question metadata, some of the basic information that will be captured will be the unique ID, the unique name, description, data type,
the user interface details, the data analysis details, the messaging details, and the administrative comments. And the red box you see here, the messaging details, tells the system how the system should handle the creation of the message, a bit like, as you can see, I don't know if you can see it well, but whether or not it should be included in the case notification, the, what the message variable ID is, the label in the message, the system code, as well as whether or not it's a required field, it should be sent to CDC, what the HL7 data type is, the segment it should go in, and the, with, the group number for the data element. As the same with the answer value sets, so with some of the data we capture for that would be the value set type, the standard, it could be standard or local, the FinVAD's values, or could be defined by the local manually. And the value set code, value set name, and the value set description. So in MBS, we use the FinVAD's web service to download the value sets and the associated metadata, but any local values, like I mentioned, can be created manually in the system. So for each answer concept in the value set, the metadata also includes the local concept code as well as the message concept code, and this is where, just like in the questions, we use this information to tell the system how the data should be handled. So okay, how we handle it in the NetSpace system is we create an intermediate case notification in XML format. This XML contains both the question and answer metadata as well as the actual data, and the XML is queued for transformation into HL7. So as you can see on the diagram on the right, metadata captured here is the question identifier, the label, and additional information, as well as you see here with the data type and the code value. That's the actual data being captured in the XML. So once the XML is generated, the intermediate XML is generated, it gets transformed into the HL7 format, and an NND is created. As the systems may be able to generate the case notification directly from the HL7 instead of having to generate the XML and then change it to HL7. So we use a dynamic single route in our Rhapsody, so that doesn't change at all. So if since we're trying to keep it dynamic, or everything is defined in the question and answer metadata. So the this route basically drives the or generates the case notification to be sent to CDC. And the route basically uses the NND implementation guide conformance, and as well as the metadata contained in the case notification. So what we found is it works. We have been using this for quite some time, the NetSpace system, at least for 5 years now. And using this strategy, we've been able to implement message mapping guide faster and much cheaper. The great thing about this is it can be done, the implementation can be done by a non-technical staff through the user interface. And as a byproduct, the data harmonization is attained due to consistency in the way, data is collected across conditions. There may be some variations across message mapping as we, similar concepts are requested, and this can make it more difficult for us to implement, and we have to do custom coding in Rhapsody to be able to accommodate those. Any information requested in the message mapping guide that are not consistent with the established standard, such as combination of two concept code into one, obvious segments have to also be handled through Rhapsody. And change to message mapping guide from pilot to final stage can just be, and updates can be made through the user interface by just updating the metadata for both the question and answers. So in conclusion, we found that use of metadata-driven approach to create case notification decrease the time and cost needed to implement the MMGs. This approach minimizes the amount of MMG-specific data transformation and mapping that needs to be done in the integration engine, and making it easier to implement the needed changes. And creation of OBX segments that vary from established standard may still require specific code in the integration engine to handle. And the methodology implemented by the MBS can definitely be applied to other systems to reduce cost and be able to implement guides as soon as possible. So I believe that's in the acknowledgments. We're out to the MBS community.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Michael.